insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. They will be told, "Do not cry this day for one destruction, but cry for much destruction."
Brothers and sisters, as you have been with us, in the previous verses, we discussed how the situation of these pagans will be in the hereafter. The Holy Quran said, إِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا When they are cast in fetters, and in a narrow place of blazing fire of hell, they will call out for destruction. But now the 14th verse says, لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا وَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا So this verse means it will be said to them, لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا Call not this day for one destruction, وَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا But call for many destructions. This verse implies that they must not say, woe to me, just one time, but they must say it many times. The verse says, لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا Call not this day for one destruction, وَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا But call for many destructions. So their cry, their moaning does not have any result. There will be no death or destruction for the hellfire, but they must remain alive and experience the painful chastisements. Not the fire nor themselves will be destroyed that day. This verse is exactly like the 16th verse of chapter Tur, where it says, إِصْلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Endure the heat thereof, and whether you are patient of it or impatient of it is all one for you. You are only being paid for what you used to do in the world. إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن فيه أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, this verse says that it will be said to them, call not this day for one destruction. لا تدعوا اليوم ثبورا واحدا. That who tells such words to the pagans, the context shows that the angels of chastisement will do this, because they are the ones who deal with the pagans. But the question is, why they are told that they must not say woe to me for one time, but they must say it many times? It might be because of the fact that their painful chastisement is not temporal, that it ends with saying this phrase one time. They must always repeat it during this period, and this is another chastisement apart from being burnt in the fire. Moreover, the divine punishment that is for these criminals is so miscellaneous that they face their death by experiencing each of these punishments. They call thubura for each of these kinds of chastisements. It seems that they die and become alive successively, repeating thubura and woe to me. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, in a tradition, says, the people of the hell are under pressure like nail in the wall. So, as we had a look at this tradition in the previous verse also, looking closer, the reason of these pagans being in such a pressure might be due to their ignorance to Allah. And this is what leads to desperate straits in this world and the other world. In fact, these are all the consequences of their disbelief in the hour of resurrection. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّاعَةِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا. They denied the hour of resurrection, it said in the 11th verse, and we have prepared a blazing fire for him who denies the hour. These are all still the continuing consequences of that denial. They will hear its roaring and raging sound. They will be put in hellfire, coupled in fetters, in that narrow place, and there nothing will be destroyed, nor the fire, nor the pagans themselves, in order to move away from the chastisement of the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.